Mr. Chair, and congratulations for being elected as the chairperson, rapporteur of the Intergovernmental Working Group on the Right to Development. Egypt aligns itself with the statements of NAM, OIC, and like-minded group. Egypt commends the sincere efforts by His Excellency Ambassador Zamir Akram. We have full confidence that His Excellency and the drafting group will guide us to finally have a legally binding instrument that will contribute to the making the right to development a reality for all. Egypt would like also to genuinely thank His Excellency Ambassador Saad Al-Faraghi, the Special Rapporteur on the Right to Development, on the comprehensive report presented at the 45th session of the Human Rights Council, and confirms its unlimited support to the mandate. We recognize also the effort done by the expert mechanism on the right to development and encourage all stakeholders to contribute to its work. The right to development is deeply rooted in the Charter of the United Nations, Universal Declaration of Human Rights, and the two covenants. Furthermore, Vienna Declaration and Program of Action affirmed the right to development as a universal, inalienable right and an integral part of fundamental human rights. And since the adoption of the 1986 Declaration, the right to development has been reaffirmed unanimously by all states in numerous key declarations, resolutions, and agendas. Although the right to development is an old right, but it didn't get the attention it deserves, the successful implementation of sustainable development goals requires the strengthening of a more equitable international order and the promotion and protection of all human rights and fundamental freedoms. The elimination of massive and flagrant violations of human rights of the peoples and individuals affected by situations such as those resulting from colonialism, new colonialism, apartheid, all forms of racism and racial discrimination, foreign domination and occupation, aggression and threats against national sovereignty, national unity and territorial integrity, and threats of war will contribute to the establishment of circumstances propitious to the development of a great part of mankind. We call on all member states to share views on the draft legal document present in a positive spirit in order to reach a consensual language and agree on the long-awaited universal binding document on the right to development. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you very much. I now